the Mike Calda Show. It is 102.5 The Bone. This is Saturday. Nervous Jared, which I got to say, I'm very proud of Nervous Jared. He's always been a hard worker here. And
absolutely.
He took it upon himself to find a cause that was near and dear to him, and he put together his own charity event. And he asked Drew Garabo to host that event. Joining us on the line right now is your master of ceremonies, Mr. Drew Sinar Garabo. Drew, how are you?
Hello, fellows.
When you were asked by Nervous Jared to host this event, are you like, I'm honored that you would think of me? Or are you like, God damn it, how do I say no?
I would say a little healthy dose of both of those, both honored and damn it, there goes another Saturday night.
Yeah, what would you have been normally doing on that Saturday?
Sitting at home and doing nothing.
Exactly. That's what I would. I mean,
what I like.
Unless you have some sort of secret life we don't know about, because you don't hang out with us really much anymore.
I don't hang out with anybody much anymore, Mike. So there's no secret life. I wish there was.
I would hang out with you. You're my friend.
Thank you. You're mine too.
Me, you, and Charlie Belcher one time had a threesome. No. I meant a triumvirate of friendship there, where we were going to get tattoos together and stuff and everything.
We need to rekindle that friendship.
That's what I'm saying. New Year. Right? Oh, cruise. Going on the cruise.
Yep.
All right. So that's a different story, though.
Mm-hmm.
You're going, absolutely. Right?
Me, yes. Oh, absolutely.
Are you bringing anyone?
Nope.
Soul Brother Kevin's going, right?
He is indeed.
Are his kidneys going?
Hopefully they'll both be able to make the voyage, yes.
Why are you typing so loud over
there?
I mean, I feel like I'm in court.
I have to type it in. I'm sorry.
It sounds like... No, listen to me. I'm telling you right now.
I just wanted to be ready.
Go to engineering today.
Okay.
And tell them I need a silent keyboard.
Okay.
Or I'm going to break that keyboard over your back.
Please don't. I don't have any other keyboards.
I know. What I'm saying, you don't care about your back. You care about the keyboard. Keyboards are $12. I'm going to break that one over your back if the next time I'm talking to you, I feel like I'm in old school Wall Street and the ticker tape machine is just going crazy.
I'll just get the rubber one.
You might as well just put in your phone and turn your text thing on. So.
Yeah.
I'll just, I won't type anymore.
Where were we, Drew? Soul Brother's going on the cruise. And he's bringing his kidneys.
I guess Kayla's not going.
Yeah, right? Kayla's out?
She's going on that cruise out to Las Vegas, Nevada.
Wow. What do you think they're going to pay her for that gig?
Oh, I know what they're going to pay her.
How do you know? She told you?
Yep. Well, no, she told Seth. She hasn't told me any of this. She tells Seth, and then Seth tells me.
I say it's an all-star jersey.
No. Can we try and guess?
Sure.
All right.
That's my guess.
Say it.
40.
I say over 40. I say 45.
There's no way you make that move for under 40.
Oh, think about what you're dealing with.
If you're making part-time and you're getting good hours and she has endorsements here, that means you're giving up.
So what do you think she's getting?
I would say 55, 60.
Either you two want to guess? Old heavy fingers over there?
I would say south of 60, but more than 40.
Carmen?
So you
have any numbers?
50?
No, I don't want to say just 50. All
right. I do not want to participate. I do not think it's fair.
Out of depression?
Oh, you know.
I don't know the exact number, but I do know a roundabout number. So
you could back Drew up.
Yes.
So Drew, who is closest?
I would say the stenographer of the Mike Calda Show pounding weight keyboard was the most accurate guess.
But that's not fair because this is the most broadest.
Okay, but under 60, most above broadest. 50.
Mm-hmm.
That's broadest, but
no, under 60, above 40.
Right. Yeah,
so it could be 40 20.
Or 50.
Yeah.
Then he narrowed down. If he would have said above 40, below 50, would he be still in the lead?
From what I know, I think so. Rob was pretty close too.
Yeah. All right, and overall, I think that's a good move.
Yeah. It is. It's a good move for everybody. Like I said on that.
Oh, man.
Look, I mean, it is. She's done a great job for us, but radio aspirations are going
to
lead. Yeah, it is. Like her radio aspirations are going to lead her towards the top 40 world where her skill set is.
She has no skill set beyond that, is what you're saying.
But I don't think she's destined for the world of talk radio. I just think that, she'll do great in the morning zoo environment of Chet Buchanan, and we can find our next Carmen, which is what we're looking for.
Oh, really? How about this Carmen? You want to bid on her?
I was going to do a little swap action.
Carmen, what if they said to me, we would like Carmen to go to Drew's show,
mm-hmm.
and we will make her full-time?
I mean, those hours are better. Morning sucks.
Mm-hmm.
I love the afternoon.
So would you like to go to Drew's show?
Mm-hmm.
Full-time, so basically double what you're making now.
No.
3 foot rubs.
True. I don't know. I mean, I don't think I could do it. I've worked with Drew for 3 days,
mm-hmm.
and that was good.
Enough. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why? What about Drew don't you like?
I mean, I do love Drew to death, but...
Hold on a second. Watching Spanish try to type so quietly is hilarious. Go ahead, Chatty.
No, I love Drew to death, but I definitely think, like, me and... You, Mike, have better chemistry. We've been together for longer.
Well, it's only 3 days with Drew. Don't you think over time it would get better?
Yeah, but there was just a couple things that he...
Like what?
Are we really doing this right now?
Yes, yeah, of course.
I mean, it's not a big deal.
You have to ask? You know what show this is?
If Drew is looking for a potential replacement for Kayla, he needs to know what not to do to piss off a Carmen.
All right. Well, I will say, because this is something that Kayla brought to my attention, and I said, it's not a big deal, but he did it one time to me, and it made me feel very unappreciated.
All right. What was it?
The very first day he opened up the show, he said, my name's Drew Grabo. I'm taking over Mike Kelta. With me today, I have Galvin, Spanish, and Rob. And Carmen is answering the phones.
Oh. That's all you do.
Well, yeah. And I mean...
That's all you bring to the show.
I mean, I walked in with him at 5 in the morning that day to, like, get prep work and everything done for him, and I'm still just the girl.
Just the girl that answers the phone.
So, to me, that was just kind of... I didn't like...
No wonder Kayla's leaving.
I didn't like that.
What were the other things?
That was really it. That was, like, the big one.
Ugh, maybe we don't need a girl.
Yeah.
Carmen, what did I say to you the other day? I said, if you ever left, I doubt we get another girl on the show. Too much. If a lesser attractive girl was crying as much as you cry, I'd be out of the girl business.
Listen,
we'd give her a reason to cry.
Yeah.
Crying a lot just started recently.
No way. But it's cool that you think that.
Okay.
Okay, so Drew, who replaces Kayla?
Now it's going to be a dude for sure. I don't need any more estrogen on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Is it? Are you looking
more than Seth? You mean?
Are you looking at somebody in the building?
Yeah, I think there have been. See, here's the deal. I don't think we get to replace Kayla. I think that they're going to tell us, "Look, make do with what you have," which is going to put us in an interesting predicament because
somebody's going to be relegated to answering the phones.
Then they're going to throw a hissy fit about it like Carmen did.
Who would that person be?
I do not throw a hissy fit. I do my job very well. I just don't want to be known as the girl who answers the phone. Because I do way more. I just want to point
that
out.
Yeah, she also cries.
I call her part-time Hooters girl. She has no problem with that.
I'm really good at crying.
Yeah. Hey, so I have had several people come out of the woodwork volunteering for that job, or at least wanting to get a shot at it.
Cool. Who?
Including BL, who is part of the... Ron and Ron show and the Hooters on the Radio show and the Sports Chicks. She on the day that Kayla announced, she emailed me and said, I've been in for Kayla while Drew's finding a replacement.
Yeah, she messaged me on Facebook as well. And, she's an established market. This is 1996, right?
I'm just saying, I'm not saying that any of them are options for you. I'm just saying that there are people that are offering, is what I'm saying. It's a job that many people would like.
Sure. But again, I think our hands are going to be tied in that I'm pretty sure John and Keith are going to tell us that we have to fill that position from within, which I have no idea what I'm going to do if they do that.
Mm. Would you ever consider Kelly for the job?
Oh, bro.
Of course.
Oh, bro.
Kelly's, yes. No, Kelly's name has been brought up by myself and Seth, and we love her to death.
I love Kelly, too, and I think that she's a very good option, but just the fact that you...
Yeah.
Can my girlfriend get a job?
Well, I just trying to look out for her.
I think you do it for me.
I think you're holding her back. The fact that she's attached to you.
Yeah, that's the
anchor,
truth.
The anchor that is you.
I am not an anchor. I am like an angelic voice.
Nope.
Her
anchor.
Listen. Her being my nanny, and the fact that if anybody tries to hire her between the hours of 8 8 a.m. and 3 a.m. is doing less to her than the fact that she's attached to you.
All right, maybe.
I think maybe get rid of Spanish and then Kelly goes on Drew's show. That works out for everyone.
You have to leave and then Kelly
goes. Well, that saves budget issues and then there you go, Drew.
Nothing worse than the Pat Largo situation when Pat was on 97X and he got married to the girl who was doing nights and then they fired him and they gave her his job.
What?
Yeah, Spanish, you want that to happen?
No, because then I have to murder.
Yeah. What if they're like, hey, Drew, we got a big time Cox job for you. We need to move you out of here. And they're like, okay, but we have Kelly left over. And then they come to me and they're like, Mike, we're going to give you Kelly, but we got to let Spanish go.
Oh,
that's
man.
Pretty much
wow.
what they did too.
That would be hateful. I would not be the same after that.
I have a question for Mr. Garabo, if that's okay. Drew, if you had a choice between the members on your show to replace Kayla as phone screener, who would you pick out of, you have Soul Brother Kevin, you have Seth, and you have Gio.
Yes.
Oh, are we under oath? Honestly, it would have to be Gio because Seth does so much off the air to contribute to the show, and I like his chemistry on the air. Soul Brother Kevin is a solid co-host as well. There's no way we can take him away from a microphone, so it would have to be Gio, but then we'd lose out on the sound stuff that he plays, and I don't know. I really have no idea what's going to happen.
Sounds to me like the show's falling apart without Kayla.
Yep.
Well, no, it's addition by subtraction. Mm-hmm. We knew that this day was coming when she tried to quit over a year and a half ago, and I mistakenly talked her out of it. So.
Let me throw this out there to you, Drew. You do not want to replace Kayla with another female. You want somebody who's going to be good over there that you can put over there. Your phone screener, ladies and gentlemen, Jacob two times.
Oh, no. You didn't take 20 minutes for each phone.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, Drew. Oh, boy, you got a good call on line one.
Galvin, you're so funny, Galvin. Guess what, Mike?
No, you'll never work. All right, well, listen.
All right, so the whole reason we had him call.
What?
Is how many people were at the thing.
How many people came out to Nervous Jared's thing?
Okay, I'm bad at this.
Oh, your phone, what are you, a Cylon? Your phone's terrible right now.
Sorry. I would say...
Hold on. Now, I need as accurate as you can be because we're almost to the number.
Should we write it down? Should we write it down in here and see who comes closest?
We did, though, didn't we? Didn't we already guess? Did we write it down?
I think I just went over what you said. But if you want a specific number, I wrote down an actual number. You said 26.
All right.
More than that.
Let's
build up the tension.
Damn it. Less than that.
The amount of people at Nervous Jared's first and only charity event is?
I'd have to say between 80 and 120.
Wow! That's about 60 more than I expected.
Yes, it was a tense moment before the event because it looked like it was going to be a very sparse crowd with the rain and whatnot. People started trickling in. Then there was a steady flow. And I would have to say by the time Moonshine played his set, we were over 100.
Wow. All right. Your phone's breaking up, so I'm going to hang up and let you go. Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Now that was yeah, perfectly clear. Yeah. Check out Drew Garabo today on your face. Drew Garabo comes on at 2 o'clock today with Kayla still. Is she still here?
Well, yes. She's in the building right now.
I'd be like, get out.
But does that mean she'll be on the show? Because they were saying on Friday that it was her last show.
Let people get used to being on. You know what I mean? Of her being off.
Yeah, you'd have to.
If one of us came to you and said, hey, we have 2 weeks. And
out.
Yeah, that's what I think, too, because you're not going to really participate and you're
and
not going to be
not
there
true,
mentally.
Rob. If you, it depends on the circumstance. If you came to me and you said, listen, I'm getting a huge offer to go to New Jersey or New York or whatever to do a show, and I said, hey, I would like to match the offer. Let me see if it's possible. And they said, yes, we'll give you the money and you'd stay. That'd be perfect. But if you were like, well, no, I really want to go and I'm leaving in 2 weeks, I'd be like, all right, dick, get out. That's probably going on. But I mean, like, if you were cool about
what if
it,
I
you
won
know?
The Powerball and I said, hey, I won the Powerball. I want to work for 2 weeks. Oh, okay. Then I just buy the whole station and you're all fired. In your face.
Yeah. I hope that happens, to be honest with you.
In your face.
And then it's just me in the morning going, I won the Powerball, 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 535. I won the Powerball, Powerball. That'd be it. That'd be my whole show.
That'd be great.
Galvin and the Powerball.
But on the morning show, we used to have on here, so I would listen to that. I guarantee that. So we're done. Let's do love, hate. What do you love and what do you hate about today's show? What can this person's name be that Carmen screwed up? What
is Banyan.
Banyan?
Banyan.
Banyan. Oh, she's right. I'm sorry. Hello, Banyan.
No, Damien, like the
Damien.
Oh.
Because Bamian sounded more likely.
It makes more sense.
I don't know anymore. Hello, Damien.
I was just calling to find out how we can go about getting set up for being one of Drew's foam screeners.
Just show up today at 2. You're on.
Meet him in the parking lot as he walks in the building and tell him you're
I think it would be a great idea if today at 2 o'clock everybody called Drew and asked him. Maybe he could do. He could hold open auditions on the air today. That would be fantastic.
Sounds good. I appreciate it.
Sorry, it's not my show, so I really don't know. But, you know, eventually we'll have to replace
it. You know what would be great? Is just get a call service. And have people call the call service, and then they have
put it
where they can put it up.
Text
on
me a message.
Yeah.
On line 3, Mr. Wilson, he would like to talk about. That's a pretty good.
Perfect.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.